Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I've been trying for a few podcasts to take the focus off of you and put the focus on a man named Jesus. And I had particular fun yesterday. Check out that Two Trees podcast where I talk about Judas is hanging and Christ hanging. That's fun stuff. Because I want the world to know that they don't have to hang themselves. Somebody has hung for them. It's awesome. And don't focus on you. Listen, here's how this works. When, in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel rebelled against God under the Old Covenant, okay, this was not prior to the Old Covenant. When they rebelled against God prior to the Old Covenant, God blessed them anyway. But once the Old Covenant was instituted and they had law, whenever they failed, and I'm not going to get too detailed, but they had a story where they had failed and God allowed serpents to come in and bite them. And when they did, that people were dying right and left. And God told Moses, put a serpent up on a pole, lift it up in front of the people. When the people lift their eyes and look at the serpent and see the brazen serpent on the pole, they'll be healed. And the brazen serpent was a type of the judged curse. The serpent's always a type of the curse. Brass is judged. Christ was judged, cursed in our place. All of our sins cursed in Christ. All of our sins judged in Christ. And when you focused on the serpent on the pole, not the bite, looking at the bite, talking about the poison didn't make it go away. But when you looked at the one who had already taken the bite for you, you received healing. Your healing, your forgiveness was not stopped by the bite. The bite caused the problem, but your healing and your forgiveness was caused by the brazen serpent. Even in James 5:15, when he talks about calling the elders of the church around and anointing with oil those who are sick, he says that you pray for them and they'll receive healing and forgiveness of sins. Notice that they didn't receive forgiveness of sins and then healing. Sometimes people need to receive forgiveness of sins in order to receive healing because they think they're disqualified, but sometimes people who receive healing need to understand that in the reception of that healing, their sin and their mistake didn't cause them to not receive. This is why I've messed people up because I've called them forward to go. They say, I want to be healed. And I said, what do you got any sin in your life you need to repent of? Because we need to get this out here before you can get healed. Now, what I didn't realize was I was doing the opposite of what Jesus would do. Jesus didn't point your sins out, then heal you. Jesus, now, if you were clinging to them like the palsied man who couldn't walk and Jesus, the paralytic, Jesus said, your sins be forgiven thee. Now you're healed. That's because the man had clung to his sins, didn't think he was qualified for healing. So I want to release you today to realize that your sins are in Christ. You qualify for everything he has. But if you're focusing on you and your problems, I can promise you, you're not seeing what he wants to do. But let's compare it in this way. I'll deal with one today and I'll deal with the other tomorrow. Let me talk about an inworking of holiness versus an outworking of holiness. Okay? There is an inworking that starts from the inside out. There's an outworking that starts from the outside in. I'll deal with the first as an inworking of holiness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 30, I've talked for so many days, I haven't actually opened my scriptures. I've quoted scripture and dealt with scripture, but we've just spent some time just sharing my heart for a few days. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And it could read this way in the Greek. You don't have to put all those ands in. Christ is made to us wisdom. Christ is our wisdom. Christ is our righteousness. Christ is our sanctification. Christ is our redemption. And the word sanctification, there's the Greek word hagiasmos. It's used 10 times in the New Testament. And hagiasmos, 5 times is translated holiness, 5 times is translated sanctification. And so realize that Christ in you is your holiness. Christ in you is your redemption. Your redemption is from all the curse. So you don't reckon yourself dead to sin, as Paul said in Romans, in order to have the victory. You reckon yourselves dead to sin because you already have the victory. Even if you don't see it, consider that the victory is yours. Because if you have to constantly reckon, get victory, then reckon that you have it, that's a work. And you're not saved for work. You're not saved by work, rather. You're saved to work, but you're not saved by work. So you don't get victory by work. You get victory because you have victory. So rest in it, walk in it. Great grace, great peace is yours through the finished work of Christ.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.